All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, May 1st of 2025, and looking ahead here, we had a seven-game early MLB slate get underway already. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have a four-game MLB night slate in a couple of hours. We have a two-game NBA main slate, four-game NHL main slate, and then golf also teed off earlier this morning as well. So good luck to all of you playing golf weekend long. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With the main MLB slate already getting started today, why don't we use NBA for today? Got a two-game playoff slate later today. Sad, the Lakers got eliminated yesterday. I am in Southern California, and I am a Lakers fan, so it's unfortunate. But Minnesota was definitely super, super strong and interested to see how they do the rest of the playoffs. We did have a number of questions come in before the show today, so have some questions to walk through here. So first question of the day, once I upload my lineups, it automatically selects the field lineups, i.e. low stakes MME. Or just leave it on the default before I create my lineups. Okay. Good question here. So basically what happens is you go to the contest tab, right? And then you import an entry file, right? You come in here, you click upload entries, and then you bring in your file. Now, every contest in this list is designated a particular set of field lineups, okay? Now, the field lineups are determined based on a couple things. You can actually see this if you go to create a custom contest sim. This field lineup section has this little information pop-up tool. So this tool says our field lineup entry fees are generally broken down like this. Low stakes contests are $4 and under. Flagship is $4 to $30. Medium stakes is $30 to $99. And then high stakes is $100 or more. So this is one part of the field lineups, right? So for instance, a $15 contest falls within the $4 to $30 range. So this ends up being a flagship contest, okay? So then the second part is the MME, the 20 max, single entry, etc., right? So that part, like single, we see single entry, MME, 20 max. So single entry is, you'll see contests with literally one entry get single entry ownership. Contests with, I believe, 2 to 20, like anything over 1, 2 to 20 gets designated to 20 max, and then anything 21 or more gets designated to 150 max, okay? So that's how it's generally broken down here. That being said, I'm actually kind of interested. Let's go back to price pool. So that's like generally how it's broken down. You know, I do think there is an opportunity. Like if you see a contest, you know, maybe it's like a six max and you're like, you know what? I think this contest plays closer to a single entry than a 20 max. That's kind of a personal decision. You know, you gotta kind of figure out if you want to do that. I would say that, you know, the way we created this, right, was through contest backtesting. There's actually like a whole video series on it on our YouTube channel. Let me see if I can just point that out real quick. So we did like a big back testing project and we grouped contests together And it was like we were trying to expand our ownership projections. So we set out with a goal to create like three sets of ownership, like low stakes, medium stakes, high stakes. But what ended up happening was we realized that like even three buckets of ownership wasn't going to be enough. And we needed to break it down even further and go a little bit deeper with that. So if we go down here, pull this back up. All right. So it was actually these, is it this one? So this is like behind the Sims series. We haven't done these in a while, but we did have like a lot of videos here. I'm almost positive it is, this is the bankroll management ones. This is like updating the sliders. I think this is Sim Diversity. It's somewhere in here. I'll have to find it and point it out to you guys. But there was like a series where we kind of walk through. Oh, actually, I think I might know where it is. Let's go back to home. I'm trying to find it. I do want to find it. I think it's our water field lineups video. Field lineups. Okay, field lineups explained. No. There was an interview. Gosh, I wish I could find it. Somewhere we talked with Eric. And we did an interview with him. And we talked about this deeper. I'll try and find it, guys. I'm having trouble figuring out what the video is off the top of my head. Let me make a note here. Ownership. But basically, I just wanted to point it out so you guys could have it. But the idea was that in the backtesting project, we kind of talked a little bit more about how we came up with all the buckets and stuff. So that was like a really cool interview with Eric. Now, that being said, like in the project, like we group contests together, we figure out which ones are close, and then we put them in different buckets, right? So there's like a primary contest that represents a bucket, and then there's like a number of contests below it. So imagine like for DraftKings, I think they have like, say like the $15, 150 max. Well, then they also sometimes have like a $5, 150 max. So the $15 and the $5, both within that same flagship $4 to $30 range. But the $15 is like the representative contest, and then the $5 kind of falls underneath that. So that's how that works. But you don't need to do anything here. You don't really need to change anything unless you want to make some like specific changes. But that's kind of a little bit more edge case, kind of personalized. So I don't think that is super necessary in order to do anything. You just leave it as is. But that's a long way of saying just leave it as it is. But I did want to kind of go into a little bit more detail, kind of break it down as to why you don't need to do anything, how this is set up, how it was generated. And again, I will try and find that video, but always good to explain these concepts. So very, very good question. Okay. Next question here. Questions concerning baseball. When I run a build for a baseball main slate, I noticed that sim diversity is pretty high, but after my build is run, and question continues, I always feel weird having over team might fail, and a team that is predicted to do well can end up performing very well, or I'm sorry, a team that is predicted to do bad can end up performing well. I hope this makes sense, since I hope to find a way to manage so I don't end up so much over the field on any particular play, but not completely throwing out what the Sims think is best. I hope this makes sense. Yeah, for sure. This definitely makes sense. You know, what it kind of sounds like to me is that you might be just a little afraid to make adjustments in the post build. I would say don't be afraid to do that. You know what I mean? Like the reason, you know, we come in here, right? And let's say that, you know, you're on the starter plan, you're building, you know, 500 lineups, you know, even if you have 500 lineups and you're playing, you know, 220 maxes, like we are still building you. What's math? 460 additional lineups. There is a reason, you know, you're like, oh, you need 40. We'll give you 40. We don't do that, right? We give you way more lineups than you probably need. And the entire purpose of that is to let you personalize the lineups that you take with you into your contest, right? The idea here, and we'll just like run a build. We're talking about MLB, but we'll just do it as, you know, NBA, right? We're just kind of the concept here is a little bit the same. So let's run these lineups. All right. Lineups are run. So yeah, so like let's say we bump this up to 40, right? Okay. We have our pool of 500. You know, we come in here, we look at the exposures. Right, we have some high exposures. You know what I mean? 82% Harden, 80% Thompson, etc., right? The whole point of this is like you can come in here and say, okay, I don't want this much Harden. I want 60% of him, and I want any more than 60% of like anybody, right? And then, okay, I come in here and I drop all these guys down. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4. I click apply. And then now SaberSim sifts through the pool of lineups beyond the top 40 and then says, okay, you know, if you don't want to play those guys, fine. You know, let's go find other lineups that flatten out the risk, that make this all work a little bit better, right? And this isn't like exactly the way I do it. This is just an example. I would have started with min uniques, right? Diversifying my lineups a little bit more organically, telling SaberSim to add players to the player pool, to play players at lower exposures and leverages, right? Like we bump up uniques from like 1 to 4. And it kind of has a similar effect, right? Come in here, we see that top exposure is now 60%. Leverages are a lot flatter, right? My point is don't be afraid to touch things in the post build, right? The last thing you want to do is kind of feel the way you described, right? You're like, I always feel weird when I have teams and exposures over 60%, but you know, this is like what SaberSim is saying, so I should go with it. That is not what I would do, right? I would make adjustments and keep making adjustments until you feel comfortable with the lineups before the contest even starts. You know, you're like, you know what? Maybe these guys are a good play, but this is just too much exposure. And guess what? Like, that's okay. You're still going to get leverage, right? Builder like Harden, I'm still over the field on Harden. I'm just a little less over the field, right? This feels better to me. You're taking the sim in outputs. You're combining your own kind of feel and way you like to play DFS with it. And then you are finding a set of lineups that matches that, right? So one thing SaberSim is like not great at by itself, right, is risk management. You know, SaberSim is going to identify the best plays, the best correlations, the best stacks, right? All those type of things. And then it's going to be like, hey, you know, these guys are like really good. We should just jam them in, right? That's like, you know, I talk about like man versus machine, right? You kind of want to combine the two, man plus machine. Take the best parts of SaberSim, take the best parts of what you're good at, and, you know, which are kind of going to be SaberSim's weaknesses of risk management, and then combine those and then use both things in tandem and find a good set of lineups that kind of, you know, marries the two together, right? So we take uniques, we use max exposures, we, you know, do anything else that we think is important here, and then we settle on a set of lineups that feels a lot better. So that's what I would do. Do not be afraid to tinker with the builds after they're done, and, you know, keep doing so until you're at a point where like, okay, regardless of what happens here, I'm really happy with how these lineups look, the macro aspects of them. I'm fine saving them, and then whatever happens, happens. You know, it's kind of the point you want to get to. All right. Good question there. Really good question. Let's see. Next one is going to be, my question is something I've seen you go over before, but would appreciate seeing it again step by step if you could. Yeah, no problem. Played today's afternoon slate using SaberScore, played the 50 cent with over 10K entries, and the dollar and the quarter jukebox under 10K. Could you show again how to upload entries using SaberScore into the correct contest? I understand how it fills into the correct contest using Sims. Does it do the same thing using SaberScore, direct fill or autofill? It is fine. Thank you. Yeah, for sure. No problem. So, okay, why don't we just like do this real quick. Let me see what I can do. I'll go enter just like two contests for the upcoming night slate that are just like a little bit different in size, and then we could just like talk about it. So let's see. Night slate coming up in a little bit here. Okay, wrong one. Okay, let's do a 10 cent. Oh, I don't even see a 10 cent. Okay, let's do a quarter. Yeah, let's just do it like a 10 cent. So, or wait, quarter is 3K entries. Let's do one something that's like 100 to 1K. That way they're still different. All right, it's perfect. All right, so let's go over to the DK MLB night slate. And then I'm going to go to contest. I'm going to import my entry file. All right. So two contests here, right? We'll just make this up. 100, 1, 1. So I'm just doing this. This is a satellite technically. But this top contest has, I actually think it has 237 entries. And then this one has like 3,567. So these will end up being different Saber scores. Okay. So we go to a build. 500, two adjustments, two projections, build lineups. So we'll talk about how to do this in direct fill, and then we'll also talk about how to do this in autofill and the two ways they work. Hacksaw said, hey, what's going on? All right, so lineups are built. Let's talk about autofill first. I would actually prefer to do that. Okay, so we go to autofill, and we close this projection tab, right? And then let's just go set this to like Saber score, so a small slate. So the default sorting metric up here in the top right is Saber score, small slate, 10K to 50K. Okay, it's small slate because there's two to five games on the slate. And then we just set it to 10K to 50K. In general, okay? Now, yours might not look like this, but something I've done, right, is I've right-clicked on the column headers, went over to this menu on the right, clicked edit columns. I've added contest size. I actually think contest size is a very nice to have thing on this menu. You can just add it and it'll save because it helps me with my Saber scores, okay? So now I can come in here. This top one was 237. So I could just come in here and change it to 100 to 1K. The second one, change it 1K to 10K. And then I would recommend sorting by prize pool more often than not. You could sort by fee. You can manually do it with these toggles on the left and the right, however you see fit to do it. But typically, you know, prize pool is related to like highest prize to first, right? So most people want to win as much money as they can. And so using prize pool is like a good way to do that. Sometimes entry fee can make sense. It all depends on the person. Now, all you need to do is save. And then what it's going to do is it's going to uncheck these. It's going to check the top contest, sort it by this Saber score 1K to 10K, fill the lineups, uncheck this contest, go to contest 2, resort the lineups by Saber score 100 to 1K, fill the lineups, et cetera, for all the contests that you have listed. If it's using unique rank, it will, any lineups that went into the top contest will get removed. And then those lineups cannot be used again in contests that are further down the list. That's why we recommend sorting by prize pool as well. If you're using rank, it technically doesn't matter how you sort the contests because rank allows lineups to be reused more than once. So you're never going to be in a situation where lineups went into the first contest and they were good for the second contest, but they can't be reused. With rank, they can be reused, so it doesn't matter, okay? So sorting doesn't matter. with rank, sorting does matter with unique rank. My recommendations are, if you are using Saber Score, to use unique rank, because lineups will overlap a little bit more. If you're using contest sims and ROI, I would use rank, because in my experience, lineups overlap a little bit less. So every contest's ROI is like a different sorting metric almost. Same way Saber Score is, but the variables with Saber Score are the same or similar more often than not, and just the weights kind of vary. So there are differences with Saber Score, but it tends to be a little bit closer. And then not only that, but you might end up with a situation where, like, say you have 220 maxes, they're both within the 10K to 50K bucket. Okay, now you're definitely going to get the same 20 lineups in both contests. Better to just diversify. So that's why I use unique rank with Saber Score. Now, what we just did with autofill, you can also do it in direct fill. Okay, so we would go to direct fill, and then we would go to this save to contest dropdown. We would only check one contest. We would switch it to the Saber Score we want, which is the 1K to 10K. We would come in here, you know, fill, get our lineups all ready, and then we would click save. Then I would go to contest two, unselect the first one, select the second one, sort the lineups by the new metric, which is 100 to 1K Saber Score. Save the contest. This is what autofill does. It just does it a lot faster. So those are your two ways of doing it. I think that should be a pretty solid demo for what you're looking for. So let me know if there's any follow-up, but happy to circle back on that one. All right. F. Lopez said, if I'm playing two different contests and I want to set up exposures differently for each contest, what would be the best way? Two different builds. Can you show how you would do it? MLB and NBA. I would say definitely two different builds if you're going to have different exposures for both. So what that would look like, right, is like build one is contest one. So you come into this dropdown, you only select the one contest that this one's for. You can even rename the build if you want, right? Just right click on it, rename it, say, you know, match the contest name, whatever you want to do. If this is like a 20 max and your other one's a 150, right? You could say, okay, this is my 20 max, this is my 150, right? However you want to name it, whatever naming convention makes sense to you. Do that, and then when you set the lineups, as long as this automatically update number of lineups toggle is on, you know, if you're on two, right, and we go to unique rank, it'll do two lineups, and then, oops, I didn't mean to save, and then if we uncheck it and we go to one contest, it'll update number of lineups to one, right? So just unchecking is important. Having this toggle on is a good idea. And then you could do your one build with your exposures, right? You set all this up. You're happy with it. You save. And then you go to build two and you do the same exact thing. You do another build. Check the right contest in that build. Set up your exposures. Happy with your lineups. Save. Then once you save the second contest, now go and download both of them. And then take that file and upload it to the fantasy site. So that's what you would want to do, in my opinion. All right. Hacksaw said, just finished 25 days of 12 hours trying to stay up long enough to play tonight. Hey, that is a tough schedule, man. You know, hopefully you have a put a little money aside for the DFS streets. And, you know, even if you don't stay up tonight, hey, there's always tomorrow. So get some rest for sure. That's what I would say. All right. Looks like we are all caught up with questions here in both the YouTube chat, Discord, Twitch, and we knocked out a slate demo. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, good luck. Take care. Thanks. Bye.